सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा. So warm welcome to you all to this class. First of all, I'll mute all. Okay. So we will just quickly go through the last week's thing. Just a minute. Hope as the Vasanta Namaratri has started, hope you all would be hope you all would have started whatever prayers you do. Let's all together pray for the well-being and the disease to leave the whole world. In fact, the whole human race or any living creature. It's just a big threat to the whole world as such. So let's pray, keep on praying for the safety and well-being of each and every one in the world, because our Sanatana Dharma always talks about Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. That is always our prayer. Okay, when the other person is happy, then only we can be happy. So let everybody be peaceful and let there be no disease. Let the disease go. So I think you all know one prayer, right? Ata Vishanna Shitilascha Bhita Ghoreshu Chavyadishu Vartamana Sankhitya Narayana Shabda Matram Vimukta Dukha. This shloka which we say at the end of you're all able to hear me?
Yeah.
We say at the end of Vishnu Sahasranam, Artaha Shitilascha Bhitaha Goreshu Cha Vyadhishu Vartamanaha. That is the important part here. Goreshu Vyadhishu is who are in the terrible clutches of very bhayankar disease. So let them vimuktaha, let they all get liberated from that by just sankirtya narayana shabda matram, by uttering narayana. Narayana doesn't mean that you have to, I mean, you can be Vaishnavite, you can be Shaivite, you can be a Madhva, anybody, you can be a Sikh, whatever, but the ekam sat vipraha bahuda vadanti. So one God, we all believe in the Brahma. Let us all together pray. Whatever God, let us all together pray for that. So let us keep chanting this Artha Vishanna. This is a very important sloka. You can all keep practicing this. So let's quickly go through the thing. I'll share the PDF, whatever is there. Just a minute. It's been there for quite some time, but it has started in India, the panic has started for the past 10-15 days. It's really messy here, and in India the situation is always different. You always have so many people coming home, so it really becomes very difficult to ward off people and mingling and all those things. It's not that we go daily to buy things. So it really becomes very difficult. Okay. Just a minute. I'm opening all the PDFs. Okay. body parts last week. We will just go through that a little. Okay. Vadanam, as I keep saying, Sanskritam doesn't have a mouth. Okay. So what, there is no special word which says mouth, or because the word which says face, the same word will is used to say mouth too. So Vadanam, then Vadanam is for face as well as mouth. Chandravadanam, we say. Chandravadanam. Mukham, Chandramukhi, we say. But Mukham is also for mouth. Vadanam, Vadati comes from that. Vadati is speaking, one who speaks. Vadati, speaking. So Vadanam, from Vadanam, we speak. Then we have Jihva for tongue, Jihva for tongue. Hope you are all able to see the screen. Can anybody, yes. Can any one of you unmute and say whether you are able to see the screen?
Yes. Can you hear me? You can see.
Yeah, I'm able to hear. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you. So Jihva, tongue. Then we have Dantaha. One minute. Let me mute all again. Okay. So Jihva is for tongue, then Dantaha, Ekadantaha, Dantaha, Dantapali, I said for gums, then Chibukam is for chin, then Smashru, it's not sma, like Swashru is a Deerga Uhu, here there is no Visarga, and it is, later you will come to know, it's a Napumsakalinga word, so no Visarga, and Hraswa, Smashru, Smashru goes for beard as well as mustache. So for daddy also it goes, and for mustache also it is mashru. Then karnaha for ear. We all know karna. Why he is called karna? Because he had kundalam in his karnas, in his ears. He was born with kundala and kavacha. So karnaha. Then kantaha is your neck, kantaha, neck, we also say griva, griva is also for neck, that's hayagriva, haya is for horse, no, haya, the griva is neck, the one, the god who has a face, of a horse, above neck, he's haya. Haya is for horse. So haya grivaha. Griva is also for neck. Kantaha, neela kantaha. We all know as Lakshmi came out of, churning the milky ocean, the first thing was poison came out. Alakala poison came out, and Shiva, everybody prayed Shiva. So Shiva drank that poison. Parvati, I mean, this is a Puranic tale. So Parvati, she held his neck so that the poison doesn't go further down. So his neck became bluish. So he's called Neelakantaha. And Neelakanta is also for peacock. Neelakantaha is also for peacock. Then so kantaha is that, kantaharam is your necklace, kantaharaha, necklace, graiveyaha, griva, from griva we get graiveyaha, that is also for necklace, so griva and kantaha, both for neck, grivaha, we have sugrivaha in Ramayana. whose neck used to be very beautiful. So it's called Sugrivaha. then Simantaha, last week itself I told, Simantaha is the partition, that's why ladies are called Simantini. Simantini, ladies are called Simantini. So Simantaha is partition. Then Keshaha, Veni is your plait, and Kalvataha is your, what do you call that? A bar, that's it. Then we have Shiraha or Mastakam. Shiraha or Mastakam is for your head. Mukham, face. Lalatam. Lalatam is your forehead. Lalatam. Lalatam is forehead. And for forehead we also call Bhala. Bhala. Fourth Bha. Bhala. Excuse me. Fourth Bha. That's why for Shiva we also have another name. Bhalachandraha. Bhalachandraha. One who has Chandran on his forehead. Usually when people who keep name like Balachandran and they make mistake, like probably because if they have the name of Shiva, it should always be Balachandraha, fourth Ba, not Bha. Balachandra means not a kutti, small Chandran. So Shiva's synonymous Balachandra. So they may either have their name like Balachandra, fine, that's not a big deal. But if it is a synonym for Shiva and they have kept the name, it should always be Balachandra because he has Chandran in his Bhale, Bhale. Bhala is your forehead, Lalatam, Bhala, Bhala. Then we have Kapolaha. Kapolaha is also called Hanuhu, Hanu. Hanu is also Kapola. That's why very prominent Hanu is there. That's why he's called Hanuman. Like we have Guna. Guna is there. He's called Gunavan. Lakshmi is there. Lakshmivan. Or Buddhi is there. Buddhiman. Shakti is there. Shaktiman. Like that. Hanu. Hanuman. One who has good, very prominent Hanu. He's called Hanuman. So Kapolaha for your cheek, right? Hanu is also for cheek. Then we have Nayanam, Netram, so many words for eyes. Nayanam, Netram, Akshi. Akshi is also for Netram. That's why we have Meenakshi, Kamakshi, Kamalakshi, Padmakshi and all those things. Akshi, Akshaha, Kamalapatraksha for Rama. So Akshi is eyes. Netram, Nayanam, Akshi. Then Bruhu is your eyebrow. Pakshma is eyelid. Kaninika is the eyeball. Then Ashru, let nobody shed Ashru. Then Nasika, as I said, Nasika is for your nose. And since Shurpanaka's nose was cut there, the place is called Nasik. Then Smashru is for your moustache. And Adaraha Oshtam for your lips. This we did last week. Then we will go further. We have to still do some, we haven't done Napumsakalinga words. So we will just go through that quickly. Hope you did all the homework. I mean, of course, I have to give some, we'll quickly go through this, though we have done. Patrika, Patrika yaha nama sudharma, dvichakri. Namaste. When did the class got cut? I mean, when you couldn't hear me? Because I never knew that it was cut. I was just going on.
No, you were saying Patrika.
Patrika, yeah.
There it
you were telling
cut.
That.
Okay, okay, thank you. Just a minute. Okay. Patrika, okay, Devata. So Dvichakrika, Dvichakrika yaha nama ladybird, Devata. I was here when I noticed that it got cut. Like Devata, it can go for female as well as a male. But when we say it's Devaha, it always means a male god. And Devi means a female goddess. Right? A goddess. It means either you have to say Parvati, Saraswati or something. But when it comes to Devata, it can mean either. It can mean Ramaha, it can mean Sita, it can mean Shivaha, it can mean Parvati, anyone. Okay? So Devatayaha Nama Saraswati, Rama Bhakta, Rama Bhaktayaha Nama Shabari, Desha Bhakta, देशभक्तायाः नाम झांसी लक्ष्मीबाई. ओके सो देन दिस वी ऑल डिड होप यू ऑल नो कौसल्या आई थिंक वी डिड प्लेंटी ऑफ वर्क इन दिस सो लेट्स लीव दिस लेट्स गो टू I have to do okay. Right. So we are here. So last week we did this Nadi. So E goes and Yaha comes Nadi Nadyaha Lekani Lekanyaha Basha. If it is A, you add the Yaha. If it is E goes. And you just add the yaha. But if it is a stays, yaha is added. Putri, putriyaha, dauhitri, dauhitriyaha, devi, deviyaha. We did plenty of exercise in that. So now what happens is, right. So we have done aha. Aha for pulinga, and E for strilingas, and now Mandiram. What happens here is, in goes off, isya is added. Just like Ramaha, Ramasya, Mandiram. In goes off, Mandirasya. That's it. So, Saha Balakaha. Sahabalakaha tasya nama. So what happens here is the napumsakalinga and the pullinga declinations. We have seven declinations, we have seven vibhaktis, visesha bhakti. We have to give visesha bhakti to that. As I said, in all the regional languages, we have a way of saying Rama has done this. It is to be given to Rama. I have taken from Rama. This is Rama's book and all those things. In Rama, plenty of gunas. The same in any regional language. Like in Tamil, what happens is the words are attached to the Rama. Whereas in Hindi, it is not attached. Like Rama, Ram ne, Ram ko, Ram se, Ram ke, it comes separately. From Rama is there, then we add all this. Ka, ne, ke, ko, ki, and all those things. Whereas in Tamil, what happens? Ramar, Ramarai, Ramanal, Ramanuk, Raman, Ramanidamirundu, Raman, Ramanudaya, Ramanil. We have these type of, this is called Vibhaktis. In Sanskritam also, we have Vibhaktis, seven Vibhaktis. Okay, the subject, object, instrument, dative, ablative, then genitive, then locative. We have seven Vibhaktis. The seven Vibhaktis in Sankram too. Now, why I'm saying this is, the first two Vibhaktis, like subject and object, of the subject and object part only will differ for a Napumsakalinga and a Pullinga. If it is a Pullinga word, you will have Rama, 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 Ramam, Rama, Rama. It's a Napumsakalinga word. You will have Palam, Pale, Palam, Palam, Pale, Palam. That's it. That's only in that you will have a Then what happens? Same like Pullinga. That is not the Mandi.
Your voice is cracking, Bhagini. Your voice is cracking.
Yeah.
Okay. Pulling Fale Falani, we couldn't hear. After Fale Falani, we couldn't hear properly. Sorry.
It broke down there. Okay. So there is a problem with that. People are, as I couldn't sit on the mail, I couldn't check. I think they were saying that pre-conference is having some problems, so go Zoom and all, and all those things. So if some problem arises like that, then we will try for the Zoom connections. A Zoom connection is a 40-minute, it's a free one. Every 40 minutes, you just have to keep on. For 40 minutes, it will be free. But after that, I don't think it is. And the recording, I can Skype on. But you go to the Skype only to hear. I don't know. The recording, whether it can be transferred in some other mode or some to do it in archive and all. Things I'm totally not of all things. So how here already so many things I'm unable to sit on anyways. So such a condition arises where I have to switch from free conference to can opt for those recordings can be transferred on. I will look into already done people who have already done Zoom or something and how they are recording and all. I will manage this. By next week, let me discuss with other class, get back to you on all those things. Okay. Now, so please bear with the whatever, it was really very bad, let me log out and come back again. If it is manageable, then I'll continue. Can anyone please say?
Yeah, now your voice is okay. But earlier when you were trying to explain the things, it was breaking often.
Fine. So, if it is too unbearable, please tell me. Okay, is it a please tell me, let me go out and come back again. Right, so here, yes. released. I mean, one minute, let me mute all of you. Rama,
I'm not able to unmute.
No, you don't have to unmute. I muted. I want to mute. I have muted. Please don't unmute. Right. Okay. Okay. So, the pulling apart, what happens here is, after, so, tasya sashti, the sixth case, so what happens? It remains the same. Mandirasya, Ramasya, Mandirasya, Ramasya, the same, it will be the same. Okay? So, tatta mandiram, tatta pustakam, tat mitram, nakshatram. What happens? Mandiram. Tat mandiram tasya. Tat tasya. Tat also becomes tat. Tat mama mitram. Tasya nama sita. Tat mama mitram. Tasya nama sita. Pustakam. Tat pustakam. Tasya nama samskrita abhyasaha. Tat pustakam, tasya nama sura saraswati, tat pustakam, tasya nama, nakshatram, tat nakshatram, nakshatrasya nama rohini, nakshatrasya nama ashwini, nakshatram, nakshatrasya mandiram, mandirasya, mandirasya nama hayagriva mandiram, mandirasya nama hayagriva mandiram. Manjuji, please unmute and say mandiram, mandirasya nama.
Mandirasya nama is called mandiram.
Mandiram, mandirasya nama, pardon?
Iskon.
Iskon mandiram. Kasya nama iskon?
Mandiram. Kasya, no.
Mandirasya nama iskon. Okay. Chitra Bhagini, please unmute and say. Manju Bhagini, please mute yourself.
Mandirasya nama Meenakshi mandiram.
Uttama. Kasya nama Meenakshi mandiram?
Mandirasya nama Meenakshi mandiram.
Mandirasya nama Meenakshi mandiram. Uttama. Maitli Bhagini, please unmute yourself. Chitra Bhagini, mute. Okay, thank you. Maitli Bhagini, mandirasya nama?
Mandirasya nama Siddhi Vinayaka mandiram.
Uttama. Mandirasya nama Siddhi Vinayaka mandiram. Kasya nama Siddhi Vinayaka mandiram?
Mandirasya nama Siddhi Vinayaka mandiram.
Uttama. Dhanyavadaha. Mute yourself. Rakshita Bhagini. Mandiram. Mandirasya nama.
Mandirasya nama Swami Narayana mandiram.
Swami Narayana mandiram. Kasya nama Swami Narayana mandiram?
Tasya mandirasya nama Swami Narayana mandiram.
Uttama. Dhanyavadaha. Krishna Bhagini, please unmute yourself. Rashita Bhagini, mute yourself. Thank you.
Namaste Mahode.
Namaste Bhagini. Mandiram, mandirasya nama?
Mandiram, mandirasya nama Vishnu mandiram.
Mandirasya nama Vishnu mandiram. Kasya nama Vishnu mandiram?
Mandirasya nama Vishnu mandiram.
Mandirasya nama Vishnu mandiram. Uttama. Priya Bhagini, Krishna Bhagini, mute yourself. Priya Bhagini, mandiram, mandirasya nama.
Mandirasya nama
तिरुपति
तिरुपतिमन्दिरं कस्य नाम तिरुपतिमन्दिरं
मन्दिरस्य नाम तिरुपतिमन्दिरं
मन्दिरस्य नाम तिरुपतिमन्दिरम् उत्तमं बसन् महोदय
अस्तु अस्तु महोदय
प्रिया भगिनी म्यूट् योर्सेल्फ् प्लीस्
मन्दिरस्य नाम पद्मनाभस्वामी मन्दिरम्
पद्मनाभस्वामिमन्दिरं मन्दिरस्य नाम पद्मनाभस्वामिमन्दिरं कस्य नाम पद्मनाभस्वामिमन्दिरम्
तस्य मन्दिरस्य नाम पद्मनाभस्वामिमन्दिरम्
उत्तमं धन्यवादः महोदय म्यूट् योर् सेल्फ् बृन्दा मा बृन्दा माता प्लीस् अन्म्यूट्
मन्दिरस्य नाम सुब्रह्मण्यस्वामिमन्दिरम्
उत्तमम् मन्दिरं मन्दिरस्य नाम सुब्रह्मण्यस्वामिमन्दिरं कस्य नाम सुब्रह्मण्यस्वामिमन्दिरम्
मन्दिरस्य नाम सुब्रह्मण्यस्वामिमन्दिरम्
उत्तमं धन्यवादः भगिनी मामि प्लीस् म्यूट् योर् सेल्फ् रमा भगिनी प्लीस् अन्म्यूट् मन्दिरं मन्दिरस्य नाम रमा भगिनी ओके
ऐ एम नॉट एबल टू अनम्यूट आई डोंट नो दैट्स
नो 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 आई हैव अनम्यूटेड यू यू कैन टेल नाउ या आई एम एबल टू हियर यू
मंदिरम मंदिरस्य नाम शिवा विष्णु मंदिरम
उत्तमं मन्दिरस्य नाम शिवा विष्णुमन्दिरं कस्य नाम शिवा विष्णुमन्दिरम्
मन्दिरस्य नाम शिवा विष्णुमन्दिरम्
धन्यवादः भगिनि ऐ विल् म्यूट् मन्दिरं मन्दिरस्य मन्दिरं मन्दिरस्य नाम मन्दिरस्य नाम लोकयानं लोकयानस्य नाम पल्लवन् पल्लवन् तमिळ्नाडु इस् पल्लवन् चेन्नै पल्लवन् लोकयानम् इस् लोकल् बस् लोकल् बस् KSRTC और् केरला ट्रान्स्पोर्ट् कर्णाटका स्टेट् ट्रान्स्पोर्ट् लैक् दट् वि हव् हरियाणा स्टेट् ट्रान्स्पोर्ट् दीस् आर् आल् लोकयानं लोकयानं बस्सस् लोकल् बस्सस् लोकयानं लोकयानस्य नाम लोकयानस्य नाम मञ्जू भगिनी प्लीस् अन्म्यूट् लोकयानस्य नाम
लोकयानस्य नाम BST
लोकयानस्य नाम BST कस्य नाम BST
लोकयानस्य नाम BST
ओके लोकयानस्य नाम BST धन्यवादः म्यूचुवल् चित्रा भगिनी लोकयानस्य नाम
लोकयानस्य नाम TTTC
TTT ओके लोकयानं लोकयानस्य नाम उत्तमं कस्य नाम TTTC
लोकयानस्य नाम TTD
ओके TTD ओके फैन् लोकयानस्य नाम मैत्ली मामि प्लीस् अन्म्यूट् लोकयानं लोकयानस्य
नाम पर्वीन् ट्रावेल्स्
ओके पर्वीन् ट्रावेल्स् लोकयानस्य नाम पर्वीन् ट्रावेल्स् कस्य नाम पर्वीन् ट्रावेल्स्
लोकयानस्य नाम पर्वीन् ट्रावेल्स्
उत्तमं धन्यवादः रक्षिता भगिनी प्लीस् अन्म्यूट्
यस् सारि
लोकयानस्य नाम
तस्य लोकयानस्य नाम ऐरावतः
ऐरावत्
सारि ऐरावत्
ऐरावतः Correct. Airavatah is correct.
Lokayanasya... Raha will be like a pulling, right?
Pardon?
Airavatah will be a pullinga name, right? Like I wanted to say that as a, okay, yes, yes, Airavatah then.
Airavatah, whatever. Airavatah, as such the word would be a pullinga word. Airavatah okay, would be you. A pullinga yes. word.
Okay.
No worries. So Airavatah, Lokayanasya nama Airavatah. Kasya nama Airavatah?
लोकयानस्य नाम ऐरावतः
लोकयानस्य नाम ऐरावतः उत्तमम् ओके सोरी ऐ मिस् द पर्सन्स् नेम् ओके रक्षिता भगिनी लोकयानं लोकयानस्य नाम
ऐ जस्ट् डिड् दट् ऐ किन् गो अगेन्
ओके कृष्णा भगिनी थैंक यू कृष्णा भगिनी लोकयानं लोकयानस्य नाम
लोकयानस्य
नाम केसरी ट्रावेल्स्
लोकयानस्य नाम केसरी ट्रावेल्स् कस्य नाम केसरी ट्रावेल्स्
लोकयानस्य नाम केसरी ट्रावेल्स्
ओके धन्यवादः भगिनी म्यूट् योरसेल्फ प्रिया भगिनी अनम्यूट् प्लीज
लोकयानस्य नाम केपीएन ट्रावेल्स्
केपीएन ट्रावेल्स् कस्य नाम केपीएन ट्रावेल्स्
लोकयानस्य नाम केपीएन ट्रावेल्स्
ओके थैंक यू भगिनी बसंत महोदय लोकयानं लोकयानस्य नाम
हेलो लोकयानस्य नाम कल्लडा ट्रावेल्स्
कल्लडा ट्रावेल्स् कस्य नाम कल्लडा ट्रावेल्स्
लोकयानस्य नाम कल्लडा ट्रावेल्स्
लोकयानस्य नाम कल्लडा ट्रावेल्स् ओके धन्यवादः बृन्दा मामी
एक्स्क्यूज़ मी ऐम सुमित्रा यर कैन आई आल्सो ट्राई
या भगिनी वेर आर यू आई एम नॉट एबल टू सी योर नेम
I'm there. I'm listening to you.
Okay, Bhagini. Sure. Please tell.
Okay. Lokayanasya nama Tiruvalluvar transport.
Okay. Lokayanam Lokayanasya nama Tiruvalluvar transport. Tasya nama Tiruvalluvar transport.
Tasya Lokayanasya nama Tiruvalluvar transport.
Okay. लोकयानस्य नाम तिरुवल्लुवर् ट्रान्स्पोर्ट् उत्तमं बृन्दा भगिनी
लोकयानस्य नाम BMTC
BMTC कस्य नाम BMTC
लोकयानस्य नाम BMTC
ओके धन्यवादः मामि रमा भगिनी प्लीज अन्म्यूट् युर् सेल्फ् ओके ऐ हेव् अन्म्यूटेड् मामी रमा भगिनी प्लीस्
अस्तु लोकयानं लोकयानस्य नाम ग्रेहाण्ड्
पार्डन्
ग्रेहाण्ड्
ओके कस्य नाम ग्रेहाण्ड्
लोकयानस्य नाम ग्रेहाण्ड्
ओके धन्यवादः भगिनी सुमित्रा भगिनी यु सेट् ओके सुमित्रा भगिनी यु केन् से फार् दिस् वन् मन्दिरम्
For what?
For mandiram, mandirasya nama.
Okay, mandirasya nama Siddhi Vinayaka mandiram.
Okay, kasya nama Siddhi Vinayaka mandiram?
Mandirasya nama Siddhi Vinayaka mandiram.
Okay, dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavadaha.
Relyanam, relyanasya, karyanam. कार्यानस्य कार्यानं कार्यानस्य देन् वि हाव् स्नानफेनकं 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 इस् सपोज् टु बि योर् बेसिङ्ग् सोप् स्नानफेनकस्य नाम पतञ्जलि multani mitti or tulsi neem then dau snana phenakam snana phenakasya nama danta phenakam is supposed to be a toothpaste or danta pe churnam is tooth powder danta phenakam is paste or danta phena which has foamy thing phena is supposed to be your foam so danta phenakam is a toothpaste vastra phenakam is a washing soap washing soap then rajyam rajyam last week I said rajyam is a napumsakalinga rajyam is state then rajyam is a napumsakalinga rajdhani is a pushpa pushpa phalam 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 is fruit pushpam is fruit pushpam is flower vyajanam vyajanam hope you all remember when we did with the aksharas we did one word called vyanjanam vyanjanam is supposed to be the one which goes with something else which cannot go alone yeah so vyanjanam is supposed to be the consonant consonants always take the use of for I mean pronouncing them independently is a little difficult task so what we say ka kha gha we always use one ik plus a kha we say right so it is called vyanjanam but this is vyajanam vyajanam is from bijam bij visaradu in tamil we say visaradu kaatu visaradu from that we get the word vyajanam vijayati iti vyajanam vyajanam is fan a ceiling fan vyajanam vedika vyajanam is your pedestal fan vedika is a pedestal vedika is called the platform pedestal so vedika vyajanam is your pedestal fan then this is your ceiling fan then we have karavyajanam karavyajanam is your hand fan we have karavyajanam so vyajanam vyajanasya nama so let's do snanaphenakam snanaphenakasya nama multani mitti snanaphenakam snanaphenakasya nama kasya nama multani mitti स्नानफेनकस्य नाम मुल्तानि मिट्टि अस्तु मञ्जु भगिनी प्लीज अन्म्यूट योरसेल्फ एन आंसर
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम संतूर
संतूर स्नानफेनकं स्नानफेनकस्य नाम संतूर कस्य नाम संतूर
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम संतूर
उत्तम चित्रा भगिनी धन्यवाद भगिनी चित्रा भगिनी प्लीज अनम्यूट स्नानफेनकं स्नानफेनकस्य नाम
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम मार्गो
मार्गो कस्य नाम मार्गो
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम मार्गो
उत्तम धन्यवादः मैत्री भगिनी स्नानफेनकस्य नाम
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम सिन्थाल्
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम सिन्थाल् कस्य नाम सिन्थाल्
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम सिन्थाल्
उत्तमं रक्षिता भगिनी स्नानफेनकस्य नाम
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम पाण्ड्स्
कस्य नाम पाण्ड्स्
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम पाण्ड्स्
ओके स्नानफेनकस्य नाम कृष्णा भगिनी स्नानफेनकं स्नानफेनकस्य नाम
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम रेक्सोना
रेक्सोना कस्य नाम रेक्सोना
कस्य नाम रेक्सोना स्नानफेनकस्य नाम रेक्सोना
धन्यवादः भगिनी स्नानफेनकस्य नाम रेक्सोना उत्तमं प्रिया भगिनी स्नानफेनकं स्नानफेनकस्य नाम
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम डौ
डौ कस्य नाम डौ
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम डौ
उत्तमं बसन् महोदय स्नानफेनकस्य
नाम मिडिमिक्स्
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम
मिडिमिक्स्
मिडिमिक्स् कस्य नाम मिडिमिक्स्
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम मिडिमिक्स्
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम मिडिमिक्स् उत्तमं वृन्दा मामी स्नानफेनकं स्नानफेनकस्य mummy you are mute unmute yourself
I have
yeah I'm able to hear now
स्नानफेनकं स्नानफेनकस्य नाम चन्द्रिका
चन्द्रिका कस्य नाम चन्द्रिका
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम चन्द्रिका
उत्तमं स्नानफेनकस्य नाम चन्द्रिका धन्यवादः रमा भगिनी ऐ हेव् अन्म्यूटेड् यू इगन्तु स्नानफेनकं
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम मैसूर् साण्डल्
मैसूर् साण्डल् कस्य नाम मैसूर् साण्डल्
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम मैसूर् साण्डल्
ओके स्नानफेनकस्य नाम मैसूर् साण्डल् उत्तमं सुमित्रा भगिनी स्नानफेनकं स्नानफेनकस्य नाम
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम मार्गो
मार्गो कस्य नाम मार्गो
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम मार्गो
स्नानफेनकस्य नाम मार्गो स्नानफेनकस्य नाम मार्गो पुष्पं पुष्पस्य नाम पुष्पं पुष्पस्य नाम पुष्पस्य नाम मल्लिका पुष्पस्य नाम सामन्ती पुष्पस्य नाम जाती पुष्पस्य नाम जपाकुसुमं पुष्पस्य नाम वाट् एल्स् इस् देयर् सन्फ्लवर् सूर्यकान्ति पुष्पं पुष्पस्य नाम पुष्पं पुष्पस्य नाम पुष्पस्य नाम डोण्ट् वरि इफ् यु डोण्ट् नो कमलं पाटलम् इस् रोस् समन्तिका इस् फार् जवन्ती देन् सूर्यकान्ति इस् सन्फ्लवर् जाति देन् वि हाव् जपाकुसुमं जपाकुसुमम् इस् वाट् दट् सेम्बर्तिपु हैबिस्कस् रैट् सो पुष्पं पुष्पस्य नाम यु केन् से एनी नेम् if it is in english also no worries pushpam pushpasya nama quickly manju bagini just three of you pushpam then we'll go for palam manju bagini
pushpasya nama lily
pushpasya nama lily is supposed to be what that one
does it have a sanskrit
yeah it has a sanskrit name विकसन्त्या च मालत्या
मालतीपुष्पं
विकसन्त्या च मालत्या गतोस्थं ज्ञायते रविः इस् अ रामायणश्लोक देर् इट् कम्स् सो एस् द लिलि सपोस् टु बि द नैट् फ्लवर् ऐ मीन् लिलि लोटस् ब्लूम्स् वेन् इट् सीस् सूर्यन् so we have a shloka in venkatesha suprabhatam you have a shloka which says shatapatra mitram shatapatra is supposed to be lotus ya mitram is lotus mitran is your suryan lotus friend is suryan and lily friend is chandran so malati pushpam blooms so by the blossoming of malati pushpam lily we know that Suryan has set. That is the meaning of the shloka in Ramayana. So Malati is supposed to be the lily flower. Okay. Dhanyavada. Yes, Bhagini?
No, no, I was just completing it.
Yeah. Malati, Malati Pushpam. Kasya nama Malati Pushpam?
Pushpasya nama Malati Pushpam.
Uttama. Chitra Bhagini.
Pushpasya nama?
Two or three of you can do Pushpam. Pushpasya nama?
Pushpasya nama Morning Glory.
Pardon Bhagini?
Pushpasya nama Morning Glory.
Morning Glory, okay. Yeah. Pushpasya nama Morning Glory. We can bring it like Prata, Kala, Yasha, whatever, okay? So Pushpasya nama Morning Glory. Kasya nama Morning Glory?
Pushpasya nama Morning Glory.
Dhanyavada. Ha. Maitri, Maitri Bhagini, Pushpam Pushpasya nama.
Pushpasya nama Padmam.
Pushpasya nama, uttam. Pushpasya nama Padmam. Kasya nama Padmam? Pushpasya nama Padmam. One more. Rakshita Bhagini, you can also do Pushpam. Pushpam Pushpasya nama.
Pushpasya nama Tulip. Is there a word tulip. For tulip?
Tulip. Pushpasya nama Tulip, Tulip. It's a pinkish flower, right?
Huh, huh. Oh, something like in Manasasarovara, Bhima collected some pushpam and gave it to Draupadi. Is that the same, this one? Or oh, that was...
It is called the Saukandika pushpam.
Saukandika pushpam. Yeah, I wanted to say that one, but then, okay. Do you know the name for tulip?
If it is Mahabharata pushpam, then it is Saukandika pushpam.
Okay.
Yeah. Pushpasya nama Saugantika. Saugantika Pushpam. Saugantika, Saugantika. Okay. Then we can shift to Phalam. Dhanyavada Rakshita Bhagini. Krishna Bhagini. Is that Rakshita Bhagini who answered now?
Yes, I just answered.
Okay. Then we have to go to Krishna Bhagini. Please unmute. Okay, you have unmuted. Phalam. Phalasya nama.
फलस्य नाम चूतः
संस्कृत वर्ड फलस्य नाम चूत
चूतफलं
मैङ्गो
चूतफलं
चूतफलं मैङ्गो
मैङ्गो ओके आम्रफलं
चूतफलं
आम्रफलम् ओके फलस्य नाम आम्रफलं कस्य नाम आम्रम्
फलस्य नाम आम्र
उत्तमं धन्यवादः प्रिया भगिनी फलं फलस्य नाम
फलं फलस्य नाम कदली
कदलीफलं बनाना कदलीफलं फलस्य नाम कदलीफलम् उत्तमं बसन्त महोदय फलस्य नाम
Phalasya nama apple, I don't know the name.
Seva palam, sevam. Phalasya nama seva palam, sevam.
Okay. Phalasya nama seva, seva palam.
Seva palam. Actually, interesting thing in Sanskrit. If we say amraha, only amraha, it means mango tree. If we say amram, it is mango. The same way, if I say sevam, it means apple. Sevaha means apple tree. That is a notable thing. Like if you say it in Pullinga, it means the tree. You don't have to even mention vrikshaha. You just say amraha, means it means amra vrikshaha. If you say amram, it means mango. Sevam is the apple, right? So, kasya nama sevam?
Phalasya nama sevam.
Phalasya nama sevam. Uttama. Dhanyavadaha. Brinda Mani. Phalam phalasya.
फलं फलस्य नाम द्राक्षा
द्राक्षाफलं फलस्य नाम द्राक्षा द्राक्षा इस् आल्सो फैन् फलस्य नाम द्राक्षा कस्य नाम द्राक्षा
फलस्य नाम द्राक्षा
हा फलस्य नाम द्राक्षा उत्तमम् हियर् वन् मैट् बि अ लिटल् कन्फ्यूस्ड् बिकास् द्राक्षा इस् सपोस् टु बि अ स्त्रीलिङ्ग रैट् बट् फलस्य नाम फलम् इस् अ अपुंसक नो वरीस् फलं फलस्य नाम द्राक्षा इस् फैन् ओके द्राक्षा इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु से संथिङ्ग् अबौट् द्राक्षा देन् वी केन् थिङ्क् आफ् स्त्रीलिङ्ग प्रोनौन् बट् वी आर् टाकिङ्ग् अबौट् फलं सो इट् विल् बि फलस्य नाम और् तस्य नाम द्राक्षा दट् इस्
एनफ्
कस्य नाम द्राक्षा फलस्य नाम
द्राक्षा
रमा भगिनी ऐ एम् अन्म्यूटिङ्ग् फलं
फलं फलस्य नाम
फलस्य नाम दाडिमफलम् इस् फार् अनार् इट् फार् युर् पोमेग्रेनेट् रैट् कस्य नाम दाडिमफलम्
फलस्य नाम दाडिमफलम्
उत्तमम् then in Lalita Sahasranamam Lalita Devi lets us yeah Uttama you know that right so it is referred and to pomegranate the color it's wonderful you know when you link all these things you will really love it okay Sumitra Bagini phalam
I'm sorry excuse me what were you saying about Lalita Sahasranamam we don't know
there is a shlok Lalita Sahasranamam it comes no dadima kusuma priya something it comes Lalita Sahasranamam and I have to come from the beginning to come to exactly that word
okay yeah I have heard the word okay
now it comes like that so she loves the flower of dadima pomegranate she loves the thing and another place it comes her in probably in Saundarya Lahari it comes there is a word which says her lips are like dadima like pomegranate the color of pomegranate kanis the what is that those things called the small things pomegranate you get that what is that supposed to be
yeah the muttu the pearl
muttugal that one it reminds us of her lips remind us of dadima kanis dadima kanis it comes in Saundarya Lahari too so this okay. Refers to ambal's lips and amba is priya of something like that okay mudgaudhana mudgaudhana is supposed to be your pongal that she is fond of paitambarpu what is called in English paitambarpu lentil that tiny lentil dal lentil is there kutti lentils what do you call in Hindi
moong dal
so moong dal she is very fond of moong dal annam which is pongal or khichdi whatever moong dal annam she is very fond of moong dal annam she is very fond of chakra pongal and all these things fine so it comes in Lalita Sahasranam okay now coming to this dadima phalam okay. is supposed
thank
to be
you.
A pomegranate enama
thank you bagini
sir excuse me she is also fond of payasam I think payasanna priya
yeah, priya payasam she's fond of dadhyanna satta hrudaya she gives her heart to taisadam curd rice dadhyanna satta hrudaya she loves curd rice and all those things okay mudgaudhana satta okay I'm coming to dadimam dadimam is supposed to be a pomegranate okay Sumitra Bagini can you say
yeah.
for
phalasya nama panasam
phanasa phalam yes phanasa phalam is supposed to be a jackfruit phanasam panasam then you have pineapple anasam anasam panasam draksha then we have what else we have watermelon or the big cooker the madukarkati or something then we have dadimam naranga palam we have for orange then a seva palam then what else we have pear what is that called nash pear also we have not naranga for pear okay see pear I'll find out
bear bear bear
pear p e a r what it is called
no I am guessing is it bear shabari bear shabari
bear oh I don't know bear is supposed to be that no
no bear is
bear on the elephant palm isn't it
oh okay
what is banana what is banana
papaya
banana what is banana
kadali
palam
we say nevedyam also no kadali palam naranga palam is for orange sevam is for apple then we have draksha palam then we have panasa palam for jackfruit we have anasa palam for pineapple dadimam for pomegranate then we have for pear we have something like nashpati is in Hindi the same thing something is there in Sanskritam also I'll find out and tell you so the names of flowers is the names of pushpasya nama halasya nama pushpasya nama halasya nama then quickly we will go through the other here a quick revision matamahi matamashyah pitamahi you just have to remember only one thing you remove the e then add the yah so that only I have mixed this pitamahi pitamashyah patrika patrikayah suta sutayah anuja anujayah agraja agrajayah atmaja atmajayah स्नानफेनकं फेनकस्य इम्बोस् इत्यसारत् दन्त ऐ थिङ्क् सम्बडि इस् नाट् म्यूटेड् इट् वि म्यूटेड् एम् नाट् म्यूटेड् ओके प्रिया भगिनी या फैन् देन् वि हाव् राज्यं राज्यस्य नाम तमिळ्नाडु राज्यस्य नाम पुष्पस्य नाम फलस्य नाम व्यजनस्य नाम क्रोम्प्टन् क्रीज् सो एस् होम्वर्क् रैट् व्यजनस्य नाम व्यजनं व्यजनस्य नाम क्रोम्प्टन् क्रीज् रैट् दाट् देन् वि हाव् राज्यस्य नाम यु केन् रैट् राज्यस्य नाम अण्ड् आल् सो क्विक्लि वि विल् गो त्रू सम् वर्ब्स् Here, I'm going to use the same verbs for both Pullinga and Strilinga. But first it is Balika. Okay? Balika Pathati. Balika Kim Karoti. What is Balika doing? Balika Kim Karoti. Balika Pathati. Balika is reading. Balika Kim Karoti. What is Balika doing? Balika likhati. Balika is writing. What is Balika doing? Balika kim karoti? Balika kridati. Balika namati. Balika is playing. What is Balika doing? Balika namati. Balika kim karoti? Balika namati. Worships. Balika kim karoti? Balika gayati. Balika is singing. Balika kim karoti? Balika hasati. Patati. Likati. Kridati. Namati. gayati gayati sings ghasati smiles from this only we have words like attahasah mandahasah mandahasah means we say na punsirip a small smile smile that's it isha dasanam very small smile attahasah is ah that is for attahasah hasah hasah is smile hasati is smiling hasah is smile so attahasah mandahasah khadati balika kim karoti balika khadati balika kim karoti balika is going somewhere what happens all of a sudden balika patati balika falls down patati balika gachyati balika kim karoti balika gachyati balika walks balika goes gachyati goes balika agachyati balika vidyalayam gachyati balika goes to the school balika agachyati balika comes back balika kim karoti balika pashyati balika sees balika kim karoti balika vadati balika speaks balika vadati balika kim karoti balika upavishati balika sits balika is sitting na upavishati sitting teacher comes balika is upavishati balika is sitting balika teacher comes balika uttishtati she gets up balika is sleeping she gets up so she wakes uttishtati balika uttishtati balika dhavati balika runs balika is running pathati reads likhati writing kridati playing namati worshiping or saluting gayati singing hasati laughing smiling kadati eating patati is falling gachyati is going agachyati coming pashyati seeing vadati speaking upavishati sitting uttishtati waking getting up anything dhavati running balakah balika balakah patati balakah patati so balika let it be balika let it be balaka in Tamil what we have in English we have the same a girl is going a boy is going no problem aval pogiral we say pen pogiral aan pogiran that difference will not be here we have balika patati balakah patati ramah likhati shyamah kridati lakshmanah namati dasharathah gayati balakah hasati chhatrah khadati balakah patati gachyati agachyati goes agachyati coming pashyati balakah pashyati balakah vadati balakah uttishtati upavishati balakah uttishtati balakah dhavati. Okay, now I will ask you one by one. Balakaha, see the the pictures and tell me. Balakah kim karoti? The first one, Manju Bhagini. Balakah, first one. Balakah kim karoti?
Balakah patati.
Balakah patati. Chitra Bhagini, the second one. Balakah kim karoti?
Balakah likati.
Balakah likati. Maitli Bhagini, Balakah kim karoti?
Balakah kridati.
Balakah kridati. Balakah kridati. Kridati is playing. Balakah kridati. Rakshita Bhagini, Balika kim karoti?
Balika namati.
Balika namati. She worships. Balika namati. Krishna Bhagini, Balika kim karoti?
Balika kai.
Balika gayati. Balika gayati. Balika singing. Balika gayati. Priya Bhagini,
madam.
Sita kim karoti? Priya Bhagini,
Balika hasati.
Balika
hasati.
Balika hasati. Basan Mahoday, kim karoti?
Balika khadati.
Balika khadati. Balika khadati. Brinda Mami, Parvati kim karoti?
Parvati agachati.
Agachati. Parvati agachati. Rama Bhagini, I have unmuted you. Sita kim karoti?
Sita pashyati.
Pashyati. Sita seeing. Sita pashyati. Uttama. Sumitra Bhagini, Satya Bama kim karoti? Sumitra Bhagini, I'm not able to hear you. Are you able to hear me, Sumitra Bhagini?
I think she said she will be in mute.
She's in mute? Oh, she said she's in mute. Okay, fine then. Okay. Manju Bhagini, again, let's finish.
Yes. So,
what we have. Okay, only a few left, right? Manju Bhagini, again?
Yes.
Satya Bhama kim karoti?
Satya Bhama.
Pashyati.
Pashyati.
Satya Bhama pashyati. Chitra Bhagini, Lakshmanaha kim karoti?
Lakshmanaha vadati.
Lakshmanaha vadati. Shatrughnaha kim karoti? Who's the next one? Maitli Bhagini.
Shatrughnaha upavishati.
Upavishati. Uttama. Shatrughnaha upavishati. Rakshita Bhagini. Bharataha kim karoti?
Bharataha uttishtati.
Bharataha uttishtati. Bharataha uttishtati. Dhavati. Ashwaha. Ashwaha is horse. Ashwaha kim karoti? Rakshita Bhagini. It is Krishna Bhagini. Ashwaha kim karoti?
Ashwaha bhavati.
Ashwaha bhavati. Patati, likati, kridati, namati, gayati, hasati, kadati, patati, gachati, agachati, pashyati, vadati. उत्तिष्ठति उपविशति धावति पतति इट्स अ वंडरफुल वर्ड पतति इज सपोज टू बी फॉर गति फॉर गति आल्सो इट इज पतति वी हैव पतंगः वी हैव अ वर्ड कॉल्ड पतंगः पतन गच्छति पतंगः दिस वर्ड इज for so many things for butterfly you say patan because it falls and gets up falls and gets up no it dives down then gets up dives down gets up so butterfly is also called a patangah patangah patangachyati patangah then we have the same word for sun also right sometimes you see sun I mean he's covered by the clouds so it looks as if he's coming down then he's going up coming down going up so patangah even he the sun is also called patangah or patangah the word suggests patangah is for butterfly patangah is also for sun patan patati is for going as well as for falling down falling down is also called patati utpatati is supposed to be for going up utpatati is going up utpatanam utpatati na jumping or going up that is called utpatati we have in sanskritam verbs there are nearly 2000 verbs as such 2000 verbs but you have 22 prefixes called upasargas upasarga like you have here gachati is a verb when you add a prefix called a it gives an opposite meaning agachati comes back like you have vishati pravishati means enters pravishati enters when vishati the verb is vishati visha is supposed to be your pravesha entering visha is entering the same thing when you add upa it becomes sitting upa becomes sitting pra entering pravishati vishati pravishati upavishati then we have avishyati avishyati means you get aveshah but you are very furious you say in Tamil no avesham varudhu avishyati avishyati is also for encompassing completely occupying even that is called avishyati avishyati pravishyati then you have parivishyati parivishyati sukti varna parivishyati all these things you know so the verb as such will be a you have only 2000 verbs but you have 22 prefixes and they are called upasarga I keep saying suffixes give you the gender but here I'm talking about the upasargas these upasargas what will they do is sometimes they will give you an opposite meaning like agachyati gachyati nayati neta one who leaves one who takes anayati is bringing back anayati nayati is taking anayati is bringing back so these when it is added you get the opposite meaning the opposite meaning so the same way dishati is giving dishati is giving danam then avishati orders adeshah ordering adishati upadishati upadesham advice upadishati is advising nirdishati I'm just telling some verbs nirdishati direction nirdeshakah we say right nirdishati is directing so just a prefix can change the meaning of the verb like it can give you the opposite meaning or it can take the meaning somewhere else like you have for tishtati, it is standing. Uttishtati is getting up. But you have words like aapishtati, which says like you have where exactly the meaning is totally different. Like vishati, the meaning is what? Entering. Upa is somewhere else. It's telling something about sitting. It is telling something about sitting. The same way for tishtati, it is standing. Okay. Atishtati or upatishtati or all these things, what they mean is you are like following something. You have I'm not exactly coming to that word. It slipped my mind, the word. But you know, the meaning will be sometimes it will be taken to somewhere else. It will totally, for example, gachati, simple. Gachati is a verb which says going. Gachati, coming back, no problem. It is somewhere near, you know, going and coming. They're somewhere related. But when you say adigachati, it is understanding. Adigachati, adigachati is understanding. Getting the knowledge, it goes. So somewhere, when you say, when you add upasarga, the meaning is taken somewhere else. You have harati, stealing. Aharati is collecting. Aharaha, we say, no, aharaha, palaharaha, means going and collecting. Aharati, pariharati, we say in Tamil, pariharam mandradu, pariharam, to do something, to counterattack whatever is written in our vidhi. So those things are called pariharaha, pariharaha. Aharaha, aharati means getting something. Harati is stealing. Harati, viharati, if you add another upasarga, viharati. So only harati is a verb here. But by adding some prefixes, you get different meaning. Viharati is supposed to be just wandering, without any aim, aimless wandering. Viharaha, we say, no? Viharaha, vihari, we say. So one bar, always interchangeable. So bihari means one who is, we say in Tamil also, alavilla vilayattudayan, we say, no? So bihari is exactly the meaning for that. Alavilla vilayattudayan. So one who is enjoying, sporting, he is called bihari. So viharaha is that, aimless wandering, playing, viharaha, just harati, from harati, we get this, harati, aharati, pariharati, apaharati is stealing, samharati is controlling, samharaha, we say no, sura samharaha, samharaha is, doesn't mean killing, it means controlling. Sura samharaha didn't mean that he was killed. He was controlled and kept as a sable. Kept as sable, no? So that is called cock or hen, whatever. I always get confused with cock and hen, whatever it is. So this is what is one verb and its prefixes can make so many differences. Anayati, nirnayati, the same way. Next week we will do just this aharati and nirnayati, and we will make some sentences out of that. Nayati is taking. Anayati is bringing. Nirnayati. Nirnayati is what? Nirnayati means nirnayaha. Nirnayam mandradu enna solrom. We say in Tamil, no? Nirnayikkaradu. Deciding. Nirnayati. Nayati. Anayati, nirnayati, apanayati. Apanayati means taking far from us. Apanayatu, apanayatu, duri karotu, duri. Apanayatu means take it far from us. Apanayati, you say, no? So just verbs will be only 2000, but the prefixes, all this make it, and sometimes the prefixes can give you meaning which you will not even think of. like it will not be connected to that exact that verb. Like if you take harati and you say something like viharati, you will not even know harati is something, you know, apaharikaradu. You steal, that is called haranam. So harati is that. But when you say viharati, he's playing, it will just not connect to the original kriyapada. The prefixes can make the difference. Okay. So we will do all these things. Anyways, I will today, positively, by today, I will send both the things. And I have written some, still I'm writing some homework. What I'm writing, how I'm doing is, I'm mixing the words, like akaranta, pullinga and all. You have to write the exact, Ramaha means you have to write Ramasya, and you have to write a sentence. Ramasya patni, Sita, I don't want anything else. I just want the connectivity with Ramasya. Then Balakaha is there, you have to write two questions. I have leaked the question paper. Balakaha is there. You have to write Balakasya, then Balakasya Nama Ramaha, whatever, like that. Snana Penakam means you have to write Snana Penakasya, then Snana Penakasya. Like that, you have 20 words. You just have to write all those things. Okay? So stay safe. And keep praying for the well-being of everybody around us, everybody far from us, of the entire universe. Let us pray for the entire universe wholeheartedly, and let us keep ourselves busy with each day with our learning. Like we can use this opportunity of lockdown to read Sanskritam, to memorize some slokas. If you are interested in slokas, not necessarily slokas, you can memorize anything else you want, you can do. But we can take the opportunity to memorize. So many slokas are there, which will really inspire us, motivate us, like Pratasmarana slokas, generic slokas. Pratasmarana slokas, which will say, Hridi, Samspuran, Tatma, Tattvam, wonderful slokas are there. I mean, just when you dwell on the meaning of the slokas, your whole morning, your waking up will be so meaningful. So let us do let us try to memorize some slokas, or let us memorize some Amarakosha things, some synonyms. So let us use this opportunity to enjoy in our learning, nothing else, in our learning, and enjoy our prayers, and enjoy the life given by God. And God knows the best. He knows whatever he does, undoubtedly he knows the best. He's the best judge, no questioning about that. So let us finish our class at that mode. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramaya, sarve भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। I don't know, I think you all would be knowing the meaning of this shloka, but anyways I'll say, sarve bhavantu sukhinah, let all be happy, let every one of us, let everyone be happy. Then sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, very important. Niramayah is vyadhi, let everybody be free of any disease. Then sarve bhadrani pashyantu, let everybody see mangalam all around, auspiciousness all around. Na kashchit dukkha bhag bhavet, nobody should be should take nobody should be what dukkha bhag means, should be a patram for dukkha. So how do you say, nobody should be
recipient the end.
No, I'm not able to hear you, Basamji.
Is it recipient? Recipient.
Exactly. Nobody should be subjected to any dukkha. That is the word. Patra dukkha bhak bhavet. Nobody should receive any dukkha. That is it. He should not be a. He should not be receiving any dukkha. Like everybody should be peaceful. That is the meaning of the story, the meaning of this sloka. So let us very, very safe week ahead. Let us all pray together. I'll stop the recording. Any doubt?